I just saw Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse last night at the AMC theater with the reclining chairs, which was an awesome feature for any theater. This film was the follow-up to the previous film, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. What I liked about the first film was that it was an origin story, so it sort of told how Miles Morales became a Spider-Man. It sort of explained those things while at the same time being entertaining with all of the great animation sequences. In Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, we get a lot more of these animation sequences, and this is sort of the Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. This is sort of like that. At certain different varying parts of the film, you were thrust into the multiverse and you got to see all the other millions of different Spider-Mans running around, all the different versions. The film was 2 hours and 20 minutes, probably 45 minutes too long, in my opinion. It just seemed to stretch on and on. And the film did not conclude. It never had a conclusion. It said, stay tuned for part two or something like that at the end of the film, which was highly disappointing. You usually want to at least conclude the current story that's being told before moving on and being told you'll have to wait till next year to see the follow-up. I noticed on the IMDb website, this film has a lot of really highly rated, a lot of 9s and 10s on the ratings. That's not the rating that I have for this film. For me, this was nowhere near that good, and in fact, I was actually bored during the majority of the film. So for that reason, I could only rate this at 2 stars. Its main saving grace was the nice animation sequences, although those are probably seizure-inducing at points for some people. What surprised me was just how popular this film was. It was very hard to even find seating, being that this was opening weekend. It had a budget of $150 million approximately, and it earned $120 million domestically with a worldwide gross of $208 million, and that's just in 3 days. It is a triumph for Disney, relying on the popularity of Spider-Man and the animated films. I think a lot of people bring their kids to these movies. There were kids at the theater in this one, but it didn't have a whole lot of comedy in it. And I didn't hear a lot of kids laughing or anything during this film. It wasn't hitting the bar in terms of entertaining the children, at least in the theater I was in. After watching Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, I said to myself, I am not interested in a part 3, and the only Spider-Mans that I am going to watch from now on are not going to be the animated variety. This film stretched way too long. It had its problems, but overall I am in the minority, as it appears that most of the people on IMDb were given this film 9s and 10s across the board.